please bear with me while I do the previous sentences. Atite kira eko vejo. So, in the past, in kira, it is said, one fit doctor, veja kamataya gamang vicharitva, having wandered to a village for the purpose of doing medical work, kinchi kamang alabitva, not having obtained any work, chata jato, like feeling hungry, nikamitva, having come out from the village, feeling hungry, gamadvare, at the gate of the village, sambahule kumarake kilante disva, having seen several boys playing at the village gate, then he thinks, ime sapena dasapetva ti kichitva aharang labisamiti. He thinks, having caused these boys to be bitten by a snake, having cured them, I will obtain food. So having thought in that way, a kasmin ruka bile sisang ni haritva ni panang sapang dasetva, having showed them a snake lying in the hollow of a tree, a snake which had stuck out its head, he said to them, Ambo Kumarika, good boys, my good boys, Eso Salika Potiko, this is a little bird, Ganhata Nang Ti Aha, grab it. So grab that little bird. Okay, now we continue. At Eko Kumarako.
At Eko Kumarako.
Sapang Givaya Dalhang Gahetva.
Sapang Givaya Dalhang Gahetva.
Niharitva.
Niharitva.
Tasa Sapabhavang Nyatva.
Tasa sapa bhavam nyatva.
Viravanto.
Viravanto.
Avidure titasa vejasa.
Avidure titasa vejasa.
Matake kipi.
Matake kipi.
Okay, so atta, ateko is atta plus eko. Then, eko kumarako. One boy, Sapang, the snake, Givaya, Giva, feminine noun, is the neck. So Givaya, by the neck. Dalhang is an adverb, meaning firmly or tightly. And Gahetva is the gerund, which means having grabbed. And niharitva is another gerund, meaning having taken out, having pulled out. Then tasa sapabhavang nyatva. This is a little characteristic way of saying something in commentarial Pali. Maybe in Sutta Pali, one would say that the boy knows. Ayang sapoti nyatva. That the boy knows this is a snake, having known. But the way it's put in the commentarial style is tasa sapa bhavang. It's literally, the bhava as a suffix can be something like the English suffix "nis" or "hood." So having known its snakehood, or having known its snakeness. In other words, having known that it's a snake, having known its state of being a snake. But in normal English we would say, having known that it was a snake, then viravanto, ravati is to cry or to scream. So viravanto, present participle, screaming. Avidure means, that's indeclinable, not far away. Titasa vejasa, this is the genitive. The doctor, who is standing not far away, matake, on the head, and kipi means through. So, putting it together, then one boy, having grabbed the snake firmly by the neck, having pulled it out, having known its snakeness, or having known that is a snake, screaming, he threw it onto the head of the doctor who was standing not far away. Okay, then the next sentence. Suppo. Okay, you can recite. Okay, suppo.
Suppo.
Vejasa kandati kang parikipitva.
Vejasa kandati kang parikipitva.
Dalhang dasitva.
Dalhang dasitva.
Tateva jivita kayang.
Tateva jivita kayang.
Papesi.
Papesi.
Okay, so suppo is, of course, it's the snake. Then we have to go to the gerund, parikipitva, which means, maybe in this case, having encircled, having wrapped around. And then kanda is shoulder, and ati is bone. So this would be the shoulder bone, or maybe we call it the collarbone. So the snake, having encircled the doctor's shoulder bone, dalhang dasitva, here dasati is to bite, having bitten him firmly, or maybe strongly. Tateva means right there, right on the spot. Jivita kayang, jivita is life, kaya is destruction. So the destruction of life, papesi is the causative form of a verb, which means papunati, means to attain. So papeti means to cause to attain. So caused him to attain the destruction of life. In other words, caused the doctor to be killed. So the snake, or killed him, putting it simply, killed him. So the snake, having wrapped around the doctor's shoulder bone, having bitten him firmly, caused the doctor to die right there. Yeah.
I believe it's in the word papi si.
Yeah.
Here it said it's from papi ti, which is like a green tool, something like that.
Well, it gives brings about, but actually by way of derivation, it's from...
Is it from papunati?
Yeah, let me just show you how it's derived. Okay, whoops. Okay, we have the prefix pa. Then we have... The root is up. So the two A's combine. Then this is the class of verbs. I don't remember the number of this class. That it forms the present tense. So papunati, this would be the normal present tense. One reaches, one achieves. Okay, but to form the causative, we're still going with pap, but now we put in the causative e. And then T-I would be he or she reaches, arrives at, attains. Any further questions on this? I'm going to have to close this thing here.
Baby bird's a chick, I think.
Let's forget it. A baby bird. Just call it a baby bird.
Oh, it's something with ling. I can't remember.
Not fledgling?
No, not fledgling.
How do I... Whoops. Does anybody know how to close this? I don't want to use any of these functions. There should be a way to close it because I don't want to use any of these functions. Nobody experienced with using
that X, that black X wouldn't do it under the red X?
No.
No?
Okay. I think I clicked that. It just closes up this file that I have.
I think the expand has more options than the right.
PDF you can see online, or you can get the PDF.
Pante sent you.
Electronic file.
Yeah.
What do you want?
No.
What is that?
The text.
The translation.
It's here, and then here's the translation.
Oh, okay.
After file, edit view.
Yeah.
Under view.
View, yeah.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Page display.
Full screen mode.
Page display and...
Single page.
No. View.
Okay.
Full screen mode. Full screen mode.
Full
yes.
Screen.
This is not so convenient because I don't get. Oh, this? Okay, good. I'm just trying to find that class of verbs. Verbs. I think it might be the sixth contribution. 37. Yeah, so here you see, you have the root op, which usually comes with the prefix per, so it forms a kind of stem pop, to attain, to reach. It forms the base papunati, or papunoti. This is the fourth conjugation. So when the root ends in a consonant, then to form the present stem, you add una, una, or sometimes uno. But you form the causative directly from the stem. So we have pop plus eti, pop eti. Okay, any other questions on this?
I'd say these conjugation classes, it's not something we covered. Do we need to know about that? Is it just kind of abstract? Is it helpful to know?
It's helpful to know, yeah.
Okay.
I think the book didn't go through and take the individual conjugation classes. But let's see what they are. The most common is the first class. It is helpful to know them. But I'll have to go through these.
We don't have to do it now.
No. Okay, it's almost 3:00.
That was fast.
Yeah. So, next time we just have one more passage in this chapter, then we'll start the review. Maybe we could review the grammar of both chapters 9 and 10 next week. Then after that, then you have the... Next week is what, the 20th? Yeah, today's the 13th.
13, yeah.
But then you have the Emperor...
Emperor Liang.
Liang. I don't want to give you the test right after the Emperor Liang.
27?
27?
There will be
right.
Two Mondays from now. There's no class then?
No. How many days is the Emperor Liang?
Until the 26th.
Till the 26th. Oh, that's not fair to give the test right after that. We'll have to see what to do.
Yeah,
I'll have to think.
Yeah.
First week in May, I guess.
We're going to have classes, though.
whatever's happening.
Well, yeah, because the retreat ends on a Sunday. So the Monday we could still have class.
But we have many things to do.
For the next step, we have to prepare
next
after
week.
The
next week.
After the retreat?
After the retreat.
The Emperorium, we have many things to do to prepare.
Next week.
The community work.
So then maybe next Monday, then maybe we don't have the class next week. But then you can come the 27th, then we have the class, but it's just for the purpose of doing the last session here.
Mm-hmm. So we won't have next Monday, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Then we do the last reading passage and then review the grammar on the 27th. Then the Monday after that, what is the date? No. After
fourth.
It's the 4th. Then we start with the tests on the 4th and the 11th.
You want to test?
Oh, how do we determine who is diligent and who is not diligent?
I'm lucky to find the page sometimes, Monday.
So there's no class at all on the 20th, a week from today?
So
is that correct?
We don't come back till the 27th.
Yeah, I was planning to have the class, but now she says that they all have to, the monastics
have to do
preparations.
Something.
So there's a conflict then.
Okay. So we come back to the
27th. Yeah. Okay.
So then we come back the 27th,
okay.
Do the review then. So we should certainly finish this book by the end of June, yeah. Then we're ready to go on to advanced Pali.
Really?
We don't have any doctorates. We just